Hello and welcome to Focus on Licking County on Buckeye Country 107.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. Our guest today is Licking County Commissioner Tim Bubb. We kick off our discussion talking about the newly renovated arcade in downtown Newark.
It's been a long time since I'd been in there. I tell you what, even there's a lot of work still needs to be done, but boy, is that a beautiful facility.
Yeah, well, it is. And, speaking on behalf of the Licking County Land Bank, which is part of county government, we contributed substantially to that, as well as the state of Ohio and a lot of philanthropic interests. I've grown up around here, and, the arcade's been part of my life. I've been in and out of there for years, through the good, bad, and the ugly days, all the above. It's a special place. It was at one of those first indoor glass-top malls in Ohio, and probably were one of the smallest communities to ever have one. And the fact that it still exists is amazing, because a lot of them were torn down because they fell into disrepair. Kudos to Dan DeLauder, Fred Ernest, and the team at Development Partners. They saved it. They bought it back from a landlord that was pretty average. And they marshaled a lot of money, and Robertson Construction's done a great job to bring it back. It needed substantial structural work as well as superficial work to make it look pretty neat again. Let's not get people's expectations up too much. It is beautiful. It is 95% done. There's a lot of punch work yet to be done, and a lot of businesses mm-hmm. yet to move in. The first restaurant won't open till summer. There's about a dozen other businesses that are working on their storefront. So what you're going to see is it's going to fill itself out during the year. It's going to be like a bird growing more feathers and as becoming more beautiful as it goes. And I would say by the end of this year, latter this year, you'll see one or two restaurants in place there. You'll see most of the businesses filled in and people starting to live down there. So it's what a nice transition, because here's the deal. Bottom line, this did not just save the glass-topped arcade, which is a long, narrow business. It was an indoor mall. It saved an entire city block in Newark from 3rd to 4th Streets north of West Main, because so much of that corridor is tied to the arcade. If the arcade structurally would have failed and had to be demolished, it would have literally ruined that whole city block. Instead, it is now the impetus for the old Stewart Brothers and Allward Furniture Store, the former 31 West, to be rejuvenated more and grow, those apartments to grow. Other businesses along Church Street will grow. The mural will get done. Mm-hmm. I think as people can, here's the deal for all of us that live here. You got to support those folks. If there's a restaurant down there that you can like, you need to support it. If a retail business is down there, you need to go down there. They need foot traffic. They need people to come downtown, park, and enjoy it. Go to the Midland, enjoy the entertainment, and go to the arcade. Don't go once and say, boy, that was beautiful. Well, that's it. I've done my duty. No, you haven't done your duty. We need to patronize the people who are taking a big risk and starting businesses down there in downtown Newark and trying to make that their home. Those are jobs. That's progress for Licking County and for downtown Newark, and it'll survive if we support it.
Yeah, and again, some of those stores were open, and a couple of them were very busy. I know the Bath and Body Shop, my wife was in there with a friend. Her friend bought some stuff.
I heard your wife about bought it out.
Well, you never know with her. I mean, yeah. My gosh, she's always buying something.
You need to get control of that situation.
She makes all the money. I'm in radio. Get control. I'm just glad she lets me have a few dollars.
Well,
what are you talking about?
Let's keep going back. The market's a nice introduction,
yes.
The winter market. But guess what? That'll go back to Canal Market mm-hmm. during the summer months. We need to support the arcade. Be a frequent visitor. Go down and welcome the new businesses as they arrive. Support them. There will be one or two restaurants plus access to Ship Brothers down there.
Yep.
So there are Moe's. There are restaurants down there. Very good. Well, I'm going to start naming some. I'm going to miss people. Obviously, you got places like the Draft House and Elliott's just catty corner. There's a lot of opportunities for entertainment, dining, and retail downtown Newark. This is part of the rejuvenation of downtown Newark. Downtown Development Partners deserve a lot of credit. I'm glad the Land Bank was able to assist, And let's just keep it going, because downtown Newark is in the midst of a renaissance, and the comeback is much appreciated.
And you know a little thing about, you know, restoring old buildings that need some help and some tender, loving care is, you know, you've talked about it. Commissioner Flowers, Commissioner Black have talked about it as well. Licking County Courthouse, that multi-million dollar project continues. I mean, folks may not see it inside, but the work continues on the historic courtroom, which is getting close to being finished, but still got ways to go. But what I'm getting at is these buildings need to be preserved. They need to be taken care of. You talked about that on a number of occasions.
Trifecta in downtown Newark, the arcade restoration and rejuvenation, the finishing of the Sullivan Building restoration, a National Historic Site bank building at the corner of West Main and North 3rd Street, will be done later this year. And guess what? This spring, we will be done with Phase 3 of the restoration of the most iconic building in Licking County, the 1876 Courthouse. We're finishing the beautiful and special courtroom that contains some of the most beautiful artwork in Licking County. It is our main courtroom. We're about 2 months out. We're planning, tentatively, a May open house to rededicate that. So what a nice trifecta for downtown. The courthouse approaching completion and restoration, the Sullivan Building and the arcade, all of which will be major destinations in downtown Newark, not just for this America's 250th coming up, but for the years ahead. And I couldn't be more excited about it.
You talk about that courtroom and folks who have gone in it. The first thing they talk about is the artwork. When you look up at the ceiling, I mean, and you've talked about, you know, you're finding things as they were going through this, but just that, you know, precision of getting these things back to what they used to look like. I can't wait to get in and see it, but I've had folks who have told me, you got to go down, you got to go check it out, because it's amazing.
We had two companies along with Robertson that were really special. Conrad Schmidt Studios out of Wisconsin. They're the ones also doing the Sullivan Building. They are artistic restoration. And then we brought in a company that is called Parma Conservation out of Chicago. They have some of the best artists in the world that work for them. They go all over the country to state houses, to county buildings, and restore precious artwork that is damaged and or dirty and or needing restoration. They worked their magic. That's all I'm going to say. They worked their magic. And if you don't come downtown to see your courthouse when we open it up this spring with an open house, you're going to miss something special. I'm not going to go any further. I'm just saying it is not just something special. It is spectacular. And again, the work's maybe 80% done. There's a lot of finish work yet to be done. We're not debuting anything yet. But I'm telling you, this is a project that has been long in the works. And from my history as a commissioner, this has been on my bucket list for two decades. I promised my friend Judge Spar before he retired we'd get this done. Judge Marceline knows how I feel about it. We're getting it done. And for all of you who have been coming to the courthouse for years for various purposes, to do business, to see the Christmas lights, let me tell you, you need to be downtown this spring when we have the open house and see this. Because for those of you who've never been in court or seen the courtroom, this is the level of the quality of the Ohio Supreme Court building in Columbus on a smaller scale. And that's all I'm going to say about it. I'm glad you brought it up. And enough said now. We'll have time to talk about it between now and then. But it is going to be a big deal.
Another thing we want to touch on, America 250th, maybe kind of the last time you were in, we touched on this, but maybe remind folks what this is and how this is going to be impact across the state of Ohio, not just here in Licking County, but what folks need to be prepared for and jump in and help out with.
It's coming like an express train. America will be 250 years old on July 4th, 2026. We're doing a year-long celebration nationally. It's going to be celebrated in all 50 states, all 88 counties in Ohio, starting this July 4th for 1 year through July 4th of next year, celebrating America's 250th birthday. Historical Society is planning, and I'm sure they'll roll it out, and you'll hear about it on this program, a great passport program that is going to encourage people and school students around the county to visit all the attractions and historical designated spots we have here during that year and fill out your passport book. There's going to be some prizes with that. They're planning a lot of great things, and a lot of groups are planning events during that window, July 4th this year through July 4th of 26. is America's birthday. It is our chance to rethink and remember what makes this country special and why it's worth preserving. And every generation needs to do that. And it's going to be an educational opportunity. I'm excited about it. I was around during the 1976 bicentennial of the country. I was a little younger then. You were too.
Oh, yeah.
But it was a special time. You were probably a very young person at the time. But it was memorable, and I hope this is just as memorable.
How can folks get involved? I mean, I know you were talking about this last year. You wanted people, or last time you were in, you wanted people to get involved because, as you said, this is their history. And a lot of people think, okay, this is something the government's going to put on. Well, they are, but you can get involved. The citizens can get involved to make this a success as well.
It'll only be a success if it's a grassroots celebration with everyone in their own way, finding a way to appreciate it. This can't be a government-dictated celebration. We've set the dates. We're supporting some efforts that are underway. The Historical Alliance, which is all the groups in Licking County that work together to promote history and what we have here, the museums and everything, they're working under the umbrella of the Licking County Historical Society, Howard Long and Friends, and they are the planning group that are working on a lot of events to recognize people who served in the American Revolution, who were buried here, and just from right on. It's an educational deal through the Licking County Historical Society, and their website probably is the best way to continue to find out, along with Explore Licking County, to find out events that are going on and how to take part. And here's the deal. It doesn't matter whether you have a card club, a small group, a group of scouts, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, you name it, scouts, church grogroups, school field trips, whatever your group is, people you hang with, so to speak, you need to be talking about this and thinking about things that you all would like to do in the next year to celebrate America. And that's what will make it successful. Just your employees here at the radio station. I'm sure that this company, you're very community-minded, will do things to help celebrate America's 250th. It's just important everybody get their hands in and get involved. It's not someone else. It's you if we're going to celebrate the birthday of our country and remember what makes it special.
February is Senior Independence Month, and I know you folks just wrapped up the senior levy hearings, but I think sometimes folks aren't exactly sure when they hear senior levy hearings. It's just the commissioners that are involved in this. Talk about the committee and talk about how folks are making an impact in helping to disperse these monies to important services.
Well, yeah, the people of Licking County voted to renew the senior levy service last election. And that was critical for another five-year period because that the levy generates property tax funds that go to pay for senior-delivered services by about two dozen agencies, large and small. So you have the money. You have people who need it to do programs, but we have to evaluate program by program to avoid duplication, to make sure we're doing the best that we can with the money. So we have a senior levy board that represents most of the communities in Licking County, a group of about a dozen folks. They meet for a two-day period, and they meet by appointment with all the senior levy providers, from the Asian program to the small social programs to LEADS to Catholic Social Services, you name it, about two dozen of them. They come in, they go over their budgets, they go over their needs, their program wants and desires, and then they have to make choices because the ask is always a bit larger than what you have to work with. So they will make recommendations to us in the next week or so as to how to disperse the community's money for senior levy services, and it's a good process. It's a fair process. Is it perfect? Nothing's perfect in life, but we do our very best with it, and we'll be doing that distribution and starting on a quarterly basis, giving those agencies that senior levy money as it's collected to fund the programs they provide, anywhere from transportation to food service to Meals on Wheels to chore service to social activities, to all the things we do to support our senior community, which is a significant part of the population, and it's how we keep Licking County a healthy place.
Yeah, I think the one thing that you mentioned is duplication of services. I mean, that's, you know, when folks, you know, it's not easy paying your taxes. I think everybody, it's not easy for Tim Bubb. It's not easy for Dave Doney. I don't care who it is. No one likes to pay taxes, but these monies have got to go to important services, and you don't want duplication. You don't want to pass out money to go, hey, wait a minute, they're doing it there, they're doing it there. That's why this levy committee is so important.
Yeah, you nailed it. That's it. So it's efficiency of spending and making sure that the programs that mean a lot to the survival of seniors in their homes, many of whom are pretty much stuck in their homes or have limitations, either because they can't see to drive anymore, they can't prepare food, all the things that, but you still want people to be healthy in their homes and in their latter years to be safe in their homes. And to the greatest extent possible, this money is used for that purpose. And we're just doing what we do.
You've been listening to Focus on Licking County. I'm Buckeye Country 107.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank our guest today, Licking County Commissioner Tim Bubb. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.